What if everything you believe about how you think is fundamentally wrong? David Hume's An Inquiry Concerning Human Understanding delivers this unsettling possibility with remarkable clarity. Published in 1748, this revolutionary work challenged the prevailing notion that human reason was a divine gift, granting special insight into reality. Instead, Hume proposed something radical. Our understanding functions more like animal instinct than divine revelation. This wasn't just academic quibbling, it was intellectual dynamite that would influence everyone from Einstein to Darwin. Hume's insight? That beneath our sophisticated reasoning lies a natural process shaped by habit and instinct rather than pure logic. By examining how we actually form beliefs, rather than how philosophers claimed we should, Hume revealed the machinery of the mind in ways that still challenge us today. Hume distinguished between impressions, vivid, direct sensations, and ideas, their fainter copies in memory or thought. His copy principle asserts that all ideas derive from impressions we've experienced. This explains our inability to imagine colors we've never seen. Even our most creative thoughts merely combine existing impressions, like imagining a golden mountain from familiar elements. Hume used this principle to test ideas. Those untraceable to impressions are likely meaningless. Ideas connect through association principles. Resemblance, portraits remind us of people. Contiguity, thinking of one room brings adjacent rooms to mind, and cause-effect, dark clouds suggest rain. These associations create coherent thought flows automatically. Hume revolutionized thinking by treating mental operations as natural processes governed by regular principles, applying Newton's empirical method to the mind. Is it a matter of fact or a relation of ideas? This question, known as Hume's fork, tests whether statements are meaningful, serving as a tool that cuts through philosophical confusion. Relations of ideas are mathematical and logical truths, known through reasoning alone. All bachelors are unmarried is true by definition, while mathematical theorems can be proven logically. These truths are necessary. Their denial creates contradiction. Matters of fact concern the actual world and require experience to verify. That water quenches thirst or the sun will rise tomorrow are matters of fact. We can imagine alternatives without contradiction. Water could hypothetically behave differently. This distinction reveals that many philosophical and religious claims fit neither category. Every event has a cause isn't a relation of ideas since we can imagine uncaused events, nor a matter of fact as it extends beyond what experience can establish. Hume's fork anticipated Kant's analytic-synthetic distinction and remains a powerful tool for clearing away what Hume called philosophical sophistry and illusion. Why do you believe the sun will rise tomorrow? Because it always has before? Hume's analysis exposes a profound crack in the foundation of human knowledge. Science and daily life depend on inductive reasoning, drawing general conclusions from limited observations. We observe bread nourishing us and expect future bread to do the same. But what justifies this practice? Claiming nature follows uniform laws merely raises the same question. How do we know nature is uniform? We can't prove it deductively, since we can imagine nature changing. Nor can we establish it inductively, as that would use induction to justify itself, a circular argument. Even Adam, newly created with perfect rational faculties but no experience, couldn't deduce that fire would burn without experiencing it first. This reveals a fundamental limit to human knowledge. Our factual beliefs rest not on reason but on custom or habit. An instinct to expect the future to resemble the past. As Hume states, custom, then, is the great guide of human life. Philosophers have struggled with this problem of induction ever since, many believing Hume identified a genuine limit to rational justification. Hume argues that when billiard balls collide, we observe motion and contact, but never the necessary connection between these events. the power linking cause and effect remains unobservable. Applying his copy principle, Hume searches for the impression behind our idea of necessary connection. After examining external objects and voluntary actions, he concludes this impression emerges from repeated observation of similar sequences. Our mind develops a habit of expectation. This feeling provides the impression from which we derive our idea of necessary connection. Hume's revolutionary conclusion: necessity exists not in objects, but in the mind. Causation reduces to 1. Contiguity in time and place, 2. Temporal priority of cause to effect, and 3. Constant conjunction between similar causes and effects. The necessary connection is merely our mind's projection. This analysis transformed scientific philosophy. Rather than seeking absolute knowledge of powers in nature, science could focus on discovering regular patterns. Newton's approach to gravity exemplifies this humane attitude, describing mathematical behavior without speculating about mechanisms. Modern physics, with its probabilistic quantum mechanics, has largely abandoned the search for intelligible mechanical explanations, as Hume suggested. Have you ever wondered how your dog anticipates a walk before you grab the leash? When human reason was viewed as divinely separating us from mere beasts, Hume argued that animals employ essentially the same mental process as we do. Dogs avoid fire after being burned. Horses judge distances before jumping. Birds build environment-appropriate nests. These behaviors demonstrate animals forming expectations based on past experience. Since animals lack sophisticated language and abstract reasoning, their learning must rely on the same principle of custom or habit Hume identified in humans. Animals, therefore, are not guided in these inferences by reasoning. Neither are children. Neither are the generality of mankind. This comparison supports Hume's view that human reasoning is based on custom rather than rational insight, challenging the sharp human-animal cognitive distinction. Hume suggests a continuity where humans and animals share fundamental learning processes, with humans possessing these capacities to a greater degree. This naturalistic approach anticipated Darwin by more than a century, who later wrote that the difference between human and animal intelligence is one of degree and not of kind, a thoroughly humane view. After dismantling many cherished beliefs, Hume advocates mitigated skepticism, a middle path between excessive doubt and dogmatic certainty. Deep reflection reveals our beliefs rest on unprovable foundations. Yet excessive skepticism cannot be maintained practically. Nature compels us to form beliefs and act despite philosophical doubts. Even committed skeptics navigate the world based on habitual expectations. Nature is always too strong for principle. Hume combines philosophical caution with practical wisdom, encouraging intellectual humility, recognizing human understanding's limits, and proportioning confidence to evidence. He suggests focusing on topics suited to human capacities rather than pursuing metaphysical questions beyond our reach. This balanced approach preserves mathematics and experimental science while abandoning metaphysical pretensions. These disciplines remain valuable as they either deal with relations of ideas or limit themselves to discovering patterns in experience. Hume's philosophy is ultimately constructive. Despite his critiques, he offers a positive vision of human inquiry that acknowledges our limitations while providing a framework for genuine progress in understanding ourselves and our world.